In the morning, we say two brachas before and one after it. If you look in the Siddur and you look at the morning Shema, so you'll see from Baruchu, there's two blessings over there, and then we say the Shema, and after the Shema, there's one bracha till we get to the Amidah. Right, that's in the morning. But erev at night, if you go look in the Siddur, Shtam lefaneh u'shtam le'achre, you'll see there are two brachas before the Shema, and there are two brachas afterwards at night. That's Maariv, right. Achas aruka v'achas katsara, one long and one short. So now there are a lot of opinions on what this means, one long and one short. And the Kahati over here brings one opinion. He quotes Rashi, who says that it's talking about the two blessings following the Shema in Maariv. And if you look at those two blessings, one of them is long, meaning it deals with a whole lot of different topics. And one of them is short, meaning it just deals with a few topics. That's one opinion of what long and what short is. Makom she'amru la'arich eino rasha la'katzer. And wherever the rabbis made a long formula, one is not allowed to shorten it. La'katzer, and whenever they made a short formula, eino rasha la'arich, you're not allowed to lengthen it. Meaning you have to stick to the formula of the brochas that the rabbis made before and after the Shema. And not only that, lachtom eino rasha she'lo lachtom, where the sages put an end formula, one is not allowed to change it. V'shelo lachtom, and if they didn't put an end formula, ena rasha lachtom, you're also not allowed to change it. What's the end formula? That if you look at brochas, not every brocha starts off Baruch Atah Hashem, and all finishes off Baruch Atah Hashem. So if you look at the brochas over there, you'll see that and if you look at the brochas of the Shema, actually, you'll see some of them have a starting brocha and an ending one, starting or no ending. You know, there are different formulas for the brochas. So you're not allowed to change that either. If the rabbis say it ends off with a Baruch Atah Hashem, the whole long thing, then you've also got to finish off with a Baruch Atah Hashem.